with a vengeance, better than ever. Tonight, IWC Rising sees our titles. Who is going to win? Who will survive the electrified cage match main event? T-Rock Plutonium, Minister of Sinister. Who will be the new World Generation Champion? Or will Mumra retain in that cage match later on? There's a death match for the Legends Championship and a triple threat number one contender. But right now, we see the ladders set up in the middle of the ring and all over the crowd. The big side is getting ready for 8-man ladder match. A ref sounding bell. And here he comes to the ring. Tiger, his manager, and the women's champ on their way to the ring. We haven't seen the Tiger in quite a bit of time, but he is the Armageddon champion. Well, I don't know. I mean, this match really does not favor the Armageddon champion. His belt is hanging above the ring. And as we see the Tiger now getting himself on his way to the ring, and we've faced seven other competitors. Added just a little bit ago, and this is going to be a great 8-man match. It's going to be exciting today to see as the Tiger makes it. He's got the Tiger paw. Oh no, here comes the four. This is futile. We do not want to get stuck the board eye line. They will take you out. Human beings are not at all safe. You look at this man. The crowd hates him. And he's a ghastly fellow. I don't envy any of these people in this match right now. Today, and here he comes. From Down Under, owner and Spirit Squad Nikki. Spirit Squad Nikki making his way now. The Pomunda, Crikey, I don't want to get hit with the Paul Hogan. They're all looking at this title. Hanging above the ring, you gotta climb the ladder. Who is going to climb that ladder? Here comes the Mari. Everybody's got time for the Mari. One of the original Wolf Pack members. Mari, picking like he's good with watermelon tangles. Ain't got time for the Mari, but you got time. Former Legends champion. Mari's done it all with the IWC and left us. And he left us last time long ago. Jamari on his way to the ring now. And here comes Ring the Merciless. Ring is on his way to the ring now. Here's Bud Nicky, former partner, member of the universe. Together, how are they gonna deal separately, I wonder? I'm very curious about this, and I can't wait to all of a sudden. And here comes the Fairy God. We haven't seen him in a long, long time.
On your knees, dog.
Burying God coming out to the ring now. Burying God making his turn to the IWC. There's Burying God now as he gets ready. All of these men know what it takes to be in the IWC. And, oh my God, the crowd does not like this. Danny Newton of the Jerry Wickle family. Nephew of John C. Derrywickle, Danny Newton, looking for his Armageddon championship. And Crazy Raj now coming to the ring as well. Raj. Kind of raging. Kind of Raji. Everybody in the ring now. And the match begins as everybody starts taking out everybody else. They're going at it crazy now. Yes, there's Danny Newton now. Danny Newton is taking it right to Borg. Borg and Newton going at it. And this is just a hodgepodge. There's Ming now, and everybody in the corner. Everybody going cray-cray for the day-day that we have here today. And yes, you have to climb the ladder to win the title, the Armageddon Championship. And a big boot now. The Burying God has his boot right in the mush of the Borg now, kicking the Borg. Oh, out he goes. Ming tried to get the ladder, and now working together. This is insanity. I was not expecting this. And the Tiger now. Tiger going up, but Tiger reverses, and down goes Spirit Squad Nikki. The Tiger had Nikki up. But now, look at this, the Burying God. Oh, and the Burying God, a Samoan drop. Now the Burying God is going to take this ladder. He is going to set that ladder up. But he gets stopped right by the Borg. The Borg won't let him take that ladder to the top. Now the Borg is going after Ming the Merciless now. Ming and Borg going at it. A ladder is set up in the middle of the ring, and the Borg is taking it out on him now. And Burying God taking it right out to Raj Giri now with a ladder. And oh, the Borg and Raj Giri, a sandwich ladder. And now Ming is just taking it all out on Jamari now. Ming and Jamari, no love lost. And now Ming taking him down. Ming taking Danny Newton down now. And now Ming's going to climb the ladder. Ming is setting up the ladder, Re in the middle. Can Ming do it? Can Ming pick it up? Ming is not going to pick up the Burying God instead. The Ming is going to, but the G leaps off, and the Burying God got it. He's going up, but Ming takes him off the top into the rope, and down his face goes. But no, Raj Giri taking the ladder now, smashes it to the skull, and Raj Giri's going to climb up for that Armageddon Championship. Raj Giri on the top. Raj Giri, no, but the Tiger takes him down. The Tiger takes him down, but then Spirit Squad Nikki takes the Tiger down with a crikey of his own. My God. Oh, no, but Danny Newton out of nowhere with a Newton's third law on Spirit Squad Nikki. And now Danny Newton and the Borg fighting, going up the ladder on the top. What the hell is the Tiger doing? Crawling, and he pushes the ladder, and both men are hanging. Both men, the Borg drops now. And, oh, no. Can he do it? He's still got a hold. Danny Newton drops down now as the Tiger with punishment on Danny Newton. The Tiger punishing Danny Newton now. These men, all of these men laying it on the line. Ladders everywhere. And now, Burying God is going to take on Jamari and the Burying God. The Burying God beating Jamari. We see him again as they fall from the top. Oh, my God. The Borg went for a fall. And now the Borg is on the outside now, taking it to the Burying God. Burying God and Borg fighting on the outside. Now into a ladder. Oh, my God. The Burying God's head again smashes off the ladder. And now what is the Burying God? What is the Borg going to do? Borg, but the Burying God reverses it. Now the Borg in a precarious situation. Laying stretched out across that ladder. No, don't do it. Top of the ladder. Oh, my God. The hand of God off the ladder and the Burying God. Oh, my God. Now he's got the ladder. The Burying God taking the ladder and throwing it at all of the competitors outside. Oh, my God. Now, oh, my God. He's going to get it. He's putting up this big ladder now. The Burying God going up to the top unchallenged. This is for all the marbles. The Armageddon Championship on the line. Up he goes now. But everybody on the ladder now. Everybody going up. There's the Tiger. There's Jamari. There's Danny Newton and the Burying God. Everybody's in this. You got to get everybody out. If you don't, then that's it. You got to get them down. And he is still going up, though. The Burying God is still going up as Jamari tries to get Ming, but Ming blocks. And throws the ladder down, and down he goes. Down goes the Burying God, crashing to the ground. as the Borg now and Ming. Ming and the Borg fighting. Borg, Ming, and oh! Ming is hung up on the rope as the Borg now smashing Ming's skull. Smashing and crushing the Borg with his giant fist into the skull of Ming the Merciless. And now the Borg is going to fly through the air and Raj Geary goes down to the ground. And the Borg now going to take his aggressions out on Danny Newton. Resistance is futile. The Borg can feel it in his muscular machine-like hands. And the Borg now, again, every time anyone tries to get in this ring, the Borg is taking him out. The Borg just took Spirit Squad Nikki. Now the Borg is manhandling the Burying God. Now the Borg is going to set the ladder up in the middle. Can the Borg do it? This is a tall ladder. It's a tall order for the Borg. Can the Borg get to the top and win the Armageddon Championship? How is this match going to end? Oh, no. The Borg gets taken down by Ming. And Ming and the Borg now on the outside and there. Waiting in the wings is Danny Noon. Oh, and Ming into the steel steps now. The Borg again going up to the top now. The Borg and Danny Newton fighting on the top. Now there's another ladder set up in the middle of the other ladder. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And now the Borg has it again. And down goes the Borg. The ladder is still set up, and there's another ladder now set in the middle of the other ladder. And then a third ladder. Oh my God, this is a terrible situation. And again, the Burying God and the Borg going at it while Ming setting it up. This is gutter calamity and chaos. Who is going to win the Armageddon Championship? Oh, right down on his head. Raj Geary gets taken down by the Burying God, pushing the ladder into Raj Geary's skull. And now the Burying God can feel it going for the hand of God. But no! Oh, my God. Lifetime ban. Raj Geary with another lifetime ban now on the Borg. Raj Geary doling out those lifetime bans. And a lifetime ban right on Jamari. And another lifetime ban on the Tiger. A lifetime ban on Danny Newton. He's banning everybody. And he is going crazy, Raj Geary. Can he do it? Can he win that Armageddon Championship? Can Raj Geary climb the ladder? And now, Spirit Squad Nikki and Raj Geary facing off these two juggernauts. These two giants, the two who started it all, back and forth, back, fists, lefts, and rights. These two exchanging blows in the middle of the ring. Spirit Squad Nikki, the Raj Geary, Raj, Nikki, Raj. Oh, lifetime ban on Nikki. And now Raj is going to get that ladder up. Raj is going to get that ladder up. He hit the lifetime ban. Is Raj going to be our new Armageddon champion? No, no. Why? Because the Burying God is not going to let Raj Geary get away with this. The Burying God taking Raj down from the top. Oh, hand of God up the top of the ladder. Oh, that's got to kill him. Oh, no. But what's this? The Tiger comes back with a Tiger Paw. Tiger Paw taking him out. But no, Jamari with a finger looking good to the Tiger. Now Jamari's in the ring. Another one. Now Jamari, can he do it? Can Jamari get to the top? He goes up. But here comes the Borg tipping the ladder over. And Borg with the resistance is futile. Now the Borg climbs the ladder. And no, Danny Newton takes him down. Newton and the Borg. And here we go. Danny Newton, Nerdlaw. Newton going up now. But Newton getting stopped by the Burying God. And there goes. Oh my God. The hand of God to Danny Newton. And he's got it. The Burying God's going to win it. The Burying God. No. What is this? Raj Geary. Raj Geary now. Climbing up with the Burying God. Both men on the top of the ladder. The Burying God. Raj Geary. The Burying God. Raj Geary. The Burying God taking Raj Geary now. Oh my God, he's bloodied. He's bloodied. The Burying God is bloody. Raj threw his head into the ladder and he's a bloody mess now. Raj Geary. Can he do it? Raj, he's stuck it again. His head right into the ladder. Raj Geary taking the Burying God. Raj Geary's going to do it. Raj Geary's going up. But Ming, don't forget Ming. Oh, my Flash Destroyer off the top. Ming the Merciless hitting the Flash Destroyer. Can Ming take it? This is Ming's to lose. Ming is going up. No. Ming, Spirit Squad Nikki. Oh, crikey. Spirit Squad Nikki. There it is. Paul Hogan from under. From under. And Spirit Squad Nikki going up now. Spirit Squad Nikki. Armageddon champion. He is on the top of that ladder. Spirit Squad Nikki, winning it all for the IWC. Spirit Squad Nikki is now your new Armageddon champion. The crowd loves it. Spirit Squad Nikki taking the Armageddon title back into his nimble fingers. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a triple threat for a number one contender shot. The winner of this match will go on to face Mumrah in the cage match. This is the IWC Rising pay-per-view. We'll be back right after this.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
What a match, everyone. We just had the Armageddon Championship on the line and Spirit Squad Nikki climbing up. What a bunch of chaos in that match. Everybody was doing everything, and finally Spirit Squad Nikki climbed the ladder, and he is your new Armageddon champion. And we're going to hear from him later on in the night as the ladders are being taken out of the ring now, getting set up for this triple threat match. There are no rules. It's a triple threat match, and this one's going to be good. Best Friends NXT, Joe Bates, and Batman, these three making their IWC debuts. And the winner of this match will go on to face Mumrah for the World Generation Championship. I cannot wait for that match to happen. Sit down with everybody. There he is, Best Friends NXT, the friend of friends. Best Friends NXT making his way to the ring now. This is his debut in the IWC. Can he overcome the odds of this match? And then a match later. Oh no. What's this? It's Joe Bates. Bates Motel in full swing. The crowd hates Joe Bates. He's got the strength very much. Bates Motel. You can hear him on Friday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can also hear him on Fatal 4-Way Radio. The crowd does not like Joe Bates. Taking his way to the ring now for this triple threat match. Number one contender shot. And Joe Bates, nobody likes the Master Debater. Joe Bates making his way to the ring now. As we await the final competitor make his way to the match. Crowd, it does not like Joe Bates, but here he comes. Batman making his way to the ring now. Now the end of the ring. Batman coming down to the ring now. Batman. And now the crowd loves Batman. Taking Best Friends NXT from behind now. This is uncalled for. The Batman was still making his way down to the ring, and now Batman coming in now. Now these three competitors, what a cheap shot on Best Friends NXT by Joe Bates. Backstabbing him now as the ref is trying to get these men into contention. And now all three men now in the ring, they're standing up, getting ready. The ref is checking on him. And there we go now again. Joe Bates is taking it out. Now Batman, now Best Friends NXT is going to take it back now on Joe Bates though. Fists of lefts and rights to Joe Bates in the middle of the ring. Joe Bates and Batman Batman, Best Friends, NXT, Joe Bates, Batman. Batman's on the outside. Best Friends, NXT is taking it right to Joe Bates. Joe Bates to the rope. And no, he doesn't want any of Best Friends, NXT. But be careful, because Batman coming through. Batman rolls through with a big fist of his own on the outside. Double axe handle onto Joe, the master debater Bates. Joe Bates now. Batman and Joe Bates. Wow, what a night. We have an electrified cage match coming up later, so you can't beat that. And a quick pin attempt. Oh my God, what a, that would have been something if Best Friends NXT would have gotten pinned by Batman. And Joe Bates is still on the outside after being clobbered by Batman and his Batarang. Now Batman and Best Friends NXT in the middle of the ring now. And again, Batman to the ropes. NXT hops the bat finger. Down goes the bat shoulder. And bat is now down. And here comes Joe Bates. Joe Bates gets a fist from the big NXT, your best friend. Oh, and out. Down goes Batman. Best Friends NXT is all over the head and neck of Batman. Shoulders down. No, he's up. The ref has to check this see if it's not a chokehold. And Batman now on the outside. He cannot get back into that match after that. Batman down in the middle of the ring is Joe Bates on the outside, who could not get back from that cheap shot. That was his only offense he had. And now these two, Best Friends NXT and Batman, in the middle of the ring. There's Best Friends NXT. There is Batman. This triple threat will decide who goes on to face Mumra in the World Generation Championship cage match, a regular cage match. So whoever wins this is pulling double duty, and there's a drop kick by Batman. Flying through the air, let the greatest of ease, the daring young bat on the flying bat, please. And Batman now taking Best Friends NXT for a ride. Into the corner, turnbuckle. Here comes Batman now. Right through, took too long, telegraphed it, and Best Friends NXT back body dropping, but Batman caught it. Best Friends NXT doesn't see it. Batman flying through the air, but gets kicked in the gut by Best Friends NXT. Here it comes. The friend of friends, but, oh, you got to look out for Joe Bates. Joe Bates with the knee, and it's a pin. One, two, and oh, Batman almost rolled up Joe Bates. Joe Bates now and Batman. These two having a furious fight tonight, as they do on Fatal 4-Way Radio every week on the World Generation Podcast Network, and he goes for a ride. Joe Bates now through the air with a big elbow, flying elbow, one, two, moving on, no, Joe Bates could not get Batman down, and as we see Mumra looking on, watching the match, Batman just alive, one of these men is going to face Mumra later on for that prestigious World Generation Championship, and now Joe Bates going to work right on the neck of Batman now, this is not good for Batman, Joe Bates on top of Batman, like white on rice, or bat on lice. I don't know how it works with Batman and Robin, but I do know that, look at this, Joe Bates, vicious, wild. The crowd does not like it at all. And but you can't forget, in a triple threat match, you got Best Friends NXT's there too. Now Best Friends NXT and Batman gonna gang up on Joe Bates with a clothesline from Best Friends NXT, and a big elbow to Best Friends NXT to Joe Bates, and a belly to belly, a giant belly to belly. Best Friends NXT gonna take Batman down with a spinning neck breaker. Best Friends NXT could win this match. He is looking good. Best Friends NXT into the corner. Best Friends NXT taking now Joe Bates. What is he gonna do? Getting him up for the friend of friends, but no. Batman taking it down now. Looking for the Hall of Justice. Can't get it now. Oh, a big power slam by Best Friends NXT. He and a spine buster. Look at the physique of Best Friends NXT for the pin. One, two, moving on. No, Joe Bates just kicking out. Best Friends NXT has a chance. What a night so far. A new champion. And now one of these three competitors has a chance to move on to go to that world title championship cage match. We have three cage matches coming up at the end of the night. The World Generation Championship cage match. A death match to be disputed under barbed wire rules, and of course an electrified cage match where you could possibly die, and Batman flies through the air, leaping over the ring, suicide dive for the Suicide Squad, and into the ring post now. Joe Bates is taking Best Friends NXT and ragging him around like a doll at rags or a rag to dolls or any of those things that make you the Merry Christmas. And Joe Bates now going up, the most hated man in the IWC. Down he goes. One, two, oh, and he just kicked out. I can't believe it. Oh, and a super frog splash by Batman. Batman's flying all over, and Joe Bates now going to pick up the pieces. One, two, that's it. Oh, and Best Friends NXT just kicked out. Wow, the action is fast and furious. I cannot imagine what these competitors are feeling. And now Batman's going up and taking Joe Bates to the top of the turnbuckle. This is not going to end well for Joe Bates. Batman and Joe Bates fighting on the corner now. Batman and Joe Bates fighting as hard as they can. Batman and Joe Bates. Joe Bates and Batman. No, Batman and Joe Bates. Joe Bates keeps blocking it. And he takes Batman down. Joe Bates would not get that superplex. Batman was trying. Oh, he was trying. He's a superhero going for a superplex. But then Best Friends NXT now back in it. You got to keep your head on a swivel in this triple threat, no rules match. One of these men is going to go on to that fearsome cage match against the Sword of Omens, Mumra. Oh, no. Triple powerbomb. No, he's got him up. Batman's got Best Friends NXT up with a powerbomb. A buckle bomb. Batman gets Best Friends NXT in a buckle bomb. And now, here it is. Superplex with the Batman. Batman now going to go for the Batarang. That's got to do it. That's it. One. Dewey's moving on, and oh, Joe Bates just kicked out. How is he still hanging on? How are any of these competitors hanging on? Best Friends NXT was taken out of the equation, and we saw it one more, a superplex into a Batarang, and one of these competitors is going to move on and face Mumra later on in that cage match, but who is it going to be? I can't pick. These competitors are laying it all on the line. Only in the IWC where you find out who's the metal of a man and who's a bat of a man and who the best friend of a man is and who Joe Bates is. Apparently the most hated man in the IWC. This side of Joe Bates' viciousness we haven't seen in a long time. And now Batman's getting angry now. He's in the middle of the ring. He's going to go flying through the air. The Cape Crusader going to take a suicide dive right into Joe Bates. And then he takes Joe Bates in the ring. Batman now going to finish it off. Suicide dive to Best Friends NXT on the other side. Batman going to finish it off. Here comes Batman. Oh, Batman with the spinning enziguri. One more time. Batman taking Joe Bates down with the sling blade, and Batman is on fire. Not really, though, because that would be sad for Batman. Batman is getting ready now. Can Batman capitalize and move on in this tournament-style match? It's all for the marbles, and Batman is tuning himself up. Batman, the Dawn of Justice. Here it comes. Dawn of Justice. Joe Bates goes head first. Dawn of Justice, that's it. One, two. Oh, and Best Friends NXT just broke it up. Oh, my God. I thought for sure Batman had it. He hit the Dawn of Justice right on the skull of Joe Bates. And Best Friends NXT, though, making his way in and stopping the attack, the calamity, the pain. And we see it again. Oh, Dawn of Justice. He thought he had it. Now all three men are out, lying in the middle of the ring. Lying now. Who is going to be the first to capitalize? Who is going to do it? Best Friends NXT, Joe Bates, or Batman? Who is going to face Mumra later on in the night? We'll find out. We will find out. We'll know here soon, because Best Friends NXT and Batman are now in the ring as Joe Bates goes rolling out to the outside. This match is epic, and we have more to come. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat now. Batman and Best Friends NXT are standing face-to-face in the middle of the ring. Batman to NXT. NXT to Batman. Batman to NXT. Exchanging lefts and rights in the middle of the ring. Who is going to win? Who is going to move on? Batman with a chop and a fist and an elbow. Batman taking it to Best Friends NXT. It looks like it's Batman's night, but Best Friends NXT with a clothesline that took his head off out of nowhere. Best Friends NXT now. Here we go. Setting him up. Friend of friends. Down he goes. Down he goes. Best Friends NXT. Friend of friends. Here we go now. Best Friends NXT. He's calling for the Nexus. NXT. Big Nexus jumped out of the way. No, one, two, and he just kicked out. I thought for sure Batman had it. Batman kicked to Best Friends NXT. Batman is going to do it. Batman now. Dawn of Justice. Joe Bates and Batman on the outside. Joe Bates comes in. Batman. Oh, no, the Nexus. Nexus, Best Friends NXT. One, two, three, and then... it like a champ, winning all the marbles. Best Friends NXT, there he is, moving on, facing Mumra later on in the night. Best Friends NXT moving one step closer, and that, my friends, is how you do a triple threat match. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a barbed wire master death match, double L. Philadelphia. Who's going to win that? All here on IWC Rising. I'm Hollywood Tony P. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back right here on the Hero Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network. You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop with you, Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
Welcome back, everyone, to IWC Rising. Wow, there you go. So moving on, Best Friends NXT. It will be Mumra versus Best Friends NXT in a steel cage match later on. But right now, we have the ring now has been strung on the top of the ring with barbed wire. It is right at the top, barbed wire, on about 4 feet above the ring with implements of destruction, a barbed wire death match for the Legends Championship. I cannot wait to see this. Let's go down to ringside for all the action. For some action, Vince Owen hardcore on his promos on Double L on Monday Night Fallout. Can he finally live up to his name and conquer the Legends Champion? We'll find out right now. It's Star Barbed Wire Deathmatch. Exciting. There he is. Philadelphia Freedom. Chris Freedom. There he is, Christian from Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Freedom, and he's got the Philly cheesesteak. You take ketchup on your cheesesteak? How about hot sauce? He's now at the barbed wire plate. Kick. Yeah, now. Gotta give it to him. There he is! Double L, the of the Axe, the Wolf Pack. And then the match has started. Wow, right away. They're on the outside. They weren't playing now. They're fighting on the outside. They are locked up in heavy competition. They do not want to go near this ring. Oh, he's in the ring now, though. He is in the ring now. And there you go. Oh, he's taking Double L's face and right into the barbed wire early on. Christian is taking Double L's face. That barbed wire is right across the top rope, so they're not going to be standing up. Now he's putting it in his skull. Double L takes the barbed wire. Oh, my God, into the skull of Christian from Philadelphia. This barbed wire is right at the top rope. These men are, it's like a minefield. There's barbed wire everywhere. And this is ridiculous. How are they going to fight on their hands and knees only in the IWC? Barbed wire on the top. Implements of destruction all around. A barbed wire death match now. And the outside is the only safe haven if you want to stand up and you don't want to get caught in that barbed wire as Christian. Now, Christian taking Double L onto the outside of this ring. What is he going to do with him? What kind of damage? Oh, into a scaffolding. I don't know what the hell, where that came from, but there's a scaffolding now, apparently. And Christian's now going up to the top of the scaffolding. Is he going to take Double L to the top of that? Oh, my God. Double L. Christian is taking Double L up to the top of the scaffolding. Both of these men climbing the ladder onto the scaffolding on the side of the ring with all of this barbed wire. Double layer. They're on the first level of the scaffolding now. Who? Oh, no. Neither men want to be thrown into the barbed wire top of this ring. This would be epic. Oh, Christian from Philadelphia taking Double L, and Double L with a big knee to the gut. Another knee to the gut. Neither one of these men want to get anywhere near this ring with the barbed wire. He's going to throw him in the ring. Double L is going to take Christian and throw him right into that barbed wire cage. And look, Double L is bleeding. His skull is busted open. Barbed wire back and forth, lefts and rights. These two, look at them go, beating each other merciless. Left, right, left, fist right to the face and the skull. These two killing each other. They don't, there's no love lost between Double L and Christian, but this is all for the Legends Championship. And oh, now Christian's going to beat the skull, the bloody head of Double L after getting his head raked on the barbed wire. A low blow with Double L. Anything goes. And Christian goes back first into the barbed wire. He's got to be dead. Oh, my God. Double L throwing Christian off of the... Now, where's Double L going? No, Double L. Christian lying on top of the barbed wire structure. And Double L's going to the top of the scaffolding. This is not advised, Double L. Here he comes. Double L's calling for it. Swanton bomb. Oh, right into Christian from Philadelphia. Onto the barbed wire. He's got to go for a pin, but he's tangled up too. How is he tangled? He's, oh my God, the both of their shoulders and arms are cut up in this barbed wire. Double L is entangled. Christian is entangled. All he has to do is call for the pin him. Pin him, Double L, but he's trapped. Double L is trapped in the barbed wire. Christian and all the stagehands trying to get these two men untangled out of this horrifying barbed wire mess. This is utterly ridiculous. There's Double L already bloodied early on in this match. And Christian's back looks like it's razor blades, shards of glass, blood everywhere. Already this barbed wire being used to mangle these two competitors for the Legends Championship. This is what happens when you put barbed wire on the top of the ring and then you throw your opponent through to it. And he is still trapped. Christian from Philadelphia is trapped and stuck on the barbed wire. He can't get out. It's clinging to his skin. This is utterly ridiculous. Get this man a paramedic. And he finally gets out to the outside. And Double L is pissed. Double L is bloody. He's got to get him down. But both of these men early on in this match dying for the cause. Oh my God. This barbed wire death match living up to expectations already early on in this competition for the Legends Championship, only here in the IWC. And now Christian going up to the third level, no, the second level of the scaffolding now. What is he thinking? There's a guy smoking a blunt in the crowd. Somebody go get me a hit from that guy smoking that blunt. He just hit up a big blunt. Now, both men going to the second to the top. This is a three-story scaffold, and they're on the second story now. Christian and Double L back, again exchanging lefts and rights in the scaffolding. These two are putting it on the line for the fans of the IWC, and we love it, ladies and gentlemen. We love the carnage, and look at Christian. He is bloody as well. His back is bleeding from every pore. It is pouring out now. Double L's crimson mask. No comparison to Christian from Philadelphia's mangled back, and Double L goes head first into the scaffolding. Again, his face busted wide open in a crimson mask. These two with punish. Kicks to the head now. Christian is going to punish. Now what? Oh, no. Christian, don't do this. No. Christian and Double L. Both men back into the barbed wire. Why would Christian subject himself? Oh, my God. Both men taken back first into the barbed wire, and they're trapped again. Neither one can roll over for the pin, and they're both shaken. Oh, my God, look at Double L. He's convulsing. He is convulsing. The pain must be tremendous. And Christian, he is bleeding all over. This ring is full of blood and a carnage that I've never seen before. Legs are cut open. Arms are cut open. Their skulls are busted open. Their backs are oozing blood. And one man needs to pin the other. And again, the handlers are taking him out of the barbed wire. Again, you put your friend through the barbed wire. They're sticking to their trunks, their tights, their skin. Oh, peeling skin off of the barbed wire. These two men, how in the hell are they going to get out? And they finally make it. Both of these men now, both on the outside, both bloody messes in pain. Look at the agony on Double L. Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. For the Legends Championship, the blood is tremendous, like the rivers of Egypt turning to blood. And Double L and Christian now, the crowd on their feet, both men fighting each other left and right on the outside. Oh, and a chair right to Double L. Christian with a chair to the skull of Double L. Another chair, another. Oh, Christian is unrelenting. Christian with a bunch of chair shots now, the bloody mess. Christian. Now, Christian, what's he going to do? He's going to take Double L. Oh, and another low blow by Double L. Lefts and rights and lefts and rights. These two going back and forth. And now what? Both men are going to the top of the scaffolding again? What in the hell are these two thinking? Now they're going to the very top. That's got to be 40 feet off the ground. 40 feet above the ring on the top of the scaffolding. Double L and Christian. Again, Double L's head into the scaffolding. Christian getting up punches and kicks. These two men precariously on top of this scaffolding. What is going to happen? Something's got to give. Oh, my God. Double L now getting his head slammed right into that scaffolding again and again and again. And oh, and an elbow right to Christian's face. And an elbow to Christian's head. And now Christian's head goes into the scaffolding. Christian, his head. Oh, my God. Now his head is busted open. Both of these, there's blood everywhere. Did somebody call a paramedic? Somebody call somebody to help. This is not humanly possible. No, no. What are they both thinking? What are they thinking? Both men on the top. You can't do this. No Double L. No Christian. Back and forth. Exchanging blows. The crowd is on their feet. Both men going back. Christian. Oh, no. Here it comes. Christian taking Double L, setting him up for Philadelphia freedom off the top of the scaffolding, 40 feet high. No, Christian, no, you can't do it. No, oh my God, here they go. Oh, death to all who come to the IWC. Oh, the carnage, oh, the humanity, oh, down 40 feet. Into barbed wire. Oh, my God. And Double L is convulsing. And what is this? Christian's going to roll over. Christian's going to roll over Double L. One, two, three, and that's it. Oh. my God, we have a new legend champion, a double L and two Boston. Somebody get the paramedic. We got to get a mop and bucket. Clean up this mess. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. We're going to take a couple breaks. When we come back, we'll have more. Philadelphia beating double L. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturdays at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something
really scary.
You want to see something really?
Welcome back, everyone, to the IWC's Rising pay-per-view as they clean up the ring. Now we have a new Legends champion, Christian from Philadelphia, beating Double L after doing a Philadelphia Freedom off a 40-foot scaffolding into a barbed wire ring mat, and then Christian having the wherewithal to roll himself over Double L. How did he do it? How did he realize? I don't know, but this is going to have to be a very interesting thing. We're going to have to tune in to Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network and see how that takes over. But looks like we're getting an interview in the back now. Yes, we have Spirit Squad Nikki, your new Armageddon champion. Nikki, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Oh, what a great time, Hollywood. What a great night it was. I'm the new Armageddon champion. We're doing it for Australia. That's right. I'm doing it for the Down Under. And I'm the Armageddon champion Down Under. And ain't nobody gonna come and take this away from me because I am the champion. I'm Spirit Squad, nigga. I run WrestleCorp. I ruin your ass. And I'm the original Wolfpack, motherfucker. What do you think about that, Hollywood Tony P?
Yeah, Spirit Squad Nikki, you can't say those words on family-friendly TV.
I don't give a care. Whatever you say, I don't care about it. Now, I'm going to go get some...
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, from behind, with this raging Raj Geary with a chair right to the skull. Nikki's down. There's a ref. 1, 2, 3, oh no! Now, Nikki doesn't know what happened, and Raging Rod running out of the building. Oh my God, what an upset! Raging Rod stole the title, Armageddon Championship, now belongs to Wrestling Inc. WrestleCorp versus Wrestling Inc. This has got to stop. I don't know what the hell is going on, but let's go down to the ring now for our next match. It looks like it's going to be a regular steel cage match now. The match has been just set up. Raging Raj, I can't believe it. Here we go, down the ring. There he is, best friend of NXT. He beat the triple threat match. He beat Joe Bates and Batman to earn his cage match. Challenge on Umpot. Now, what an obstacle. What a horrible steel structure. Well, what happened to our fire death match? There he is, best friend of NXT, getting in the cage. Cape cage, get a pinfall. The submission comes. World World Generation Podcast Champion. Crowned at Once in a Generation pay-per-view. There he is, Mumrah, all powerful. And the Thunder Cat. Oh! Don't count out Benjamin Tennessee Nexus. And the friend of friends as they get ready to close the cage on the competitors. And let's await for the ring bell for all the marbles as the ref gets secured. Everything is set up now for this cage match for the World Generation Championship. Who is it going to be? And come on now. Everything is secure. The cage is secure. And there it is. There's the bell. The ref rings for the bell as both of these men in this cage match now circling each other like dogs. And oh, right up to the rope. And there he goes. Quick as a button, Best Friends NXT trying to scale the cage as Mumrah trying to pull him back. Best Friends NXT is not. Oh, down he goes off the top. Mumrah pulling him right off the top of the cage. Mumrah and Best Friends NXT. Mumrah now going to stalk his prey. Best Friends NXT came falling down from the top of that cage, and now Mumrah with a big fist right to the skull and grabbing the head now and choking him out. There is no rules in this cage match. Only escape and a big headbutt now by Mumrah. Mumrah into the ropes. Oh, but he telegraphed it and Best Friends NXT gets the kick up. Now Best Friends NXT. Oh, back first. Back body drop by Mumrah into the cage. That unforgiving steel structure. This is not going to be for the faint of heart. Has anything tonight been for the faint of heart? I have no idea. What a night we've had, though. We saw a new Armageddon champion twice. Spirit Squad Nikki won. And then Rage and Rods just took it from him. We have a new Legends champion. That's amazing. What the hell are we seeing tonight? And now, the Mumrah headbutting Best Friends NXT. And he's trapped between the rope and the cage. And Mumrah is going to take out his aggression on the skull and the back of the head right into the cage. Oh, my God. The back of the skull right into the cage. Oh, again. Mumrah is unrelenting. Mumrah is totally destroying the skull. And oh, look at the size of Mumrah with a splash. Best Friends NXT crushed between Mumrah and that unforgiving steel structure. This does not bode well for Best Friends NXT, but that's why Mumrah is the champion. Here's the pin. Two. Oh, and he just kicked out. Two count only. This is ridiculous. Best Friends NXT and Mumrah going for the World Generation Championship. Remember, you can get a pinfall. You can go up, down, around. And what is this? A chair drops from the ceiling. Oh, my God. One chair. Now two chairs dropping from the ceiling. What the hell is going on? Another chair drops from the top. This isn't a chairs match. Chairs dropping left and right. Now Mumrah has a chair. What is Mumrah going to do with the chair? Oh, no, Best Friends NXT. Oh, no, Best Friends NXT. Look out. You're going to get a chair. Don't turn around. Oh, right to the back of the head. Oh, his brains are scrambled. These chairs flew out of nowhere. Anything can happen in the IWC, and this just proved it. Oh, my God. The skull of Best Friends NXT scrambled. He's got to be concussed. He has got to be out of it. He took a chair. One. Two, and to retain, no, and he kicks out. Best Friends NXT still got some life left in him. I thought for sure Mumrah had it with that chair shot to the back of the skull. Wow, what a night we have tonight. Two championships already decided. Will we have a third? Well, Mumrah's going to go try to get out now. Mumrah is escaping. It looks like Mumrah might win this now. Best Friends NXT is still out. Mumrah going up to the top of the cage, trying to climb himself out. But Best Friends NXT take the rope out. He was hitting on the rope, and Best Friends NXT took Mumrah down with a big thud. And Mumrah's family jewels got hung up on the rope. And now, what did he set up a chair now? Best Friends NXT setting the chair, leaping off the chair right into Mumrah. Oh, my God. And Mumrah goes crashing into the cage and then crashing into the mat below. This is action you'll only see in the IWC. and this is for the World Generation Championship. We see it again. Best Friends NXT setting up a chair, and Mumra's face goes crushing right into that steel ring, and now Best Friends NXT calling for all his best friends, super friends, wonder friends, every which way but loose. Friend of friends calling for it. Here it comes. Friend of friends, but no, it's reversed. Mumra with a big chop to the throat, and Mumra stops the momentum that Best Friends NXT had. Friend of friends? I don't think so. This is for the World Generation Championship. This is for all the marbles. The World Generation Championship, Mumra won it in epic fashion after a tournament of matches at the Once in a Generation pay-per-view, and he's held it ever since. And now, can Best Friends NXT, after going a grueling match between the evil Joe Bates and Batman, can he now withstand this? It doesn't look like it. Mumra's calling for a Sword of Omens in the corner, and Best Friends NXT misses the Sword of Omens. Best Friends NXT ducks out of the way. Best Friends NXT with a double axe handle. He cannot get Mumra down to the back now. Mumra still on his feet. Mumra will not go down. He's in the corner now. Best Friends NXT with the chair. He throws it right at Mumra's skull. A chair to Mumra's head. He threw it across the ring. And now kicks and chops. And now he's setting up a chair again. What the hell is he going to do? Best Friends NXT setting the chair. Oh, my God. Friend of friends. Skull through the chair. That's got to be it. That has got to be it. Best Friends NXT has got to pin him. He's got to pin him. He's got him. One, two, new champion! Oh! Oh, a two count only. I thought for sure we had a new World Generation Champion as Mumra's skull went crushing right through that setup chair. And now Best Friends NXT is going to go through the door. Best Friends NXT on his way to the door. But no, Mumra stops him. Mumra pulls him down. Mumra stops him. He's got his leg. How is Mumra getting him anywhere? Mumra got his leg, and he pushes him headfirst into the cage. Oh, my God, and now he's down. Headfirst into the cage, and Mumra's going to pin him now. Mumra's going to get it. Here we go. One, two. Oh, and he just kicked out Best Friends NXT when headfirst into the pole of the cage. And Mumra, both of these men are down and out, but Mumra is still stirring. Mumra is going up now. Mumra, can he escape the match and keep his title? Mumra is going to do it. He is going to the top. No, what's Mumra doing? Mumra's calling for the Sword of Omens. Sword of Omens. Oh, no, Best Friends NXT. This got to be it. Sword of Omens. Oh, it's blocked. Friend of friends. Down he goes. Friend of friends. Mumra, friend of friends, in the middle of the ring. Best Friends NXT. Mumra. Oh, my God. What is he going to do? Best Friend, get out of there. Best Friends NXT is going up to the top now. Best Friends NXT is going to scale this. He's going to win the championship. He's going to win the World Generation Championship. He's going to the top now. What is he doing? As Mumra standing in the ring. Mumra doesn't know what he's doing. Best Friends NXT is going up. Oh, no. Corkscrew whispering the win from the top. Oh, my God. He's dead. Oh, Best Friends NXT whispering the win from the top of the cage right down on Mumra. No, this has got to be it. One, two, three, and oh, my God, that's got to be it. Oh, Best Friends NXT. The ref. There it is. Our new World Generation Podcast Champion. Oh my God, how did he do it? A new World Generation Podcast Champion. I cannot believe it. What the IWC is all about. Whispering the wind from the top of the cage. I thought it was suicide, but instead it secured Best Friends NXT as your new World Generation Champion. This does not bode well for Minister of Sinister. Every title has changed hands. We're going to take a break. We're going to electrify this cage and move back and forth. Here on the IWC Rising pay-per-view on the World Generation Podcast Network. Your new World Generation Best Friend NXT.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news.
wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
What a night, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we're having some audio difficulties, but that's okay. Welcome back to the World Generation Podcast Rising Pay-Per-View. I'm Hollywood Tony P. Wow, a new World Generation Champion. The titles are changing hands. Best Friends NXT, your new World Generation Champion. We also have a new Legends Champion, Christian from Philadelphia, taking Double L off of the 40-foot scaffolding into the barbed wire. And, of course, the Armageddon Championship. Spirit Squad Nikki won it earlier, but then Raging Raj took it away from him. Now they're electrifying the cage. Now these wires are being attached to this cage as we get ready for the World Heavyweight Championship Electrified Cage main event. And this is going to take place between T-Rock Plutonium and Minister of Sinister. T-Rock Plutonium is the head booker of the IWC, and Minister of Sinister is the IWC World Heavyweight Champion. And I believe they're ready to go. This is going to be a classic, ladies and gentlemen. Every time we have an electrified cage match in the IWC, magic happens. I wonder what's going to happen now. Let's go right down to the ring. Here he comes. Go 88 miles per hour if you let him. Time travel is easy. Host of Monday Night Fallout. Monday night never be the same again. T-Rock Plutonium looking spry. Head booker of IWC booked himself in this match. Did he book himself to win? I don't know. What a night it's been, though. Kind of crazy. Minister has got a lot of hurdles to overcome. He awaits the there he is. World Generation Champion. Minister Sinister. Apparently not as hated as Joe Bates. Still hated in the IWC. Keep it real, keep it heel, Mumra. Losing, will the same fate happen to Minister of Sinister? This electrified chain and ice is not hearing anything. I'm big, Teddy. As the crowd not liking Minister, and he gets into the electrified cage as the ref is about to call for the bell. We're going to see what happens. Are we ready? Who's ready for some action? A world championship. The IWC World Heavyweight Championship. On the and the best of the bell. Taking the next fight. Both of these competitors now locking up. Minister of Sinister and T-Rock Plutonium locking up. In the middle of the ring, Minister of Sinister and T-Rock Plutonium. These two are going to go slow. They got to be careful of the electrified cage that surrounds them. And T-Rock Plutonium now putting pressure on Minister of Sinister's neck. Now, he's got him in this neck lock. These two men starting out slow. It's going to be a long match. Don't forget the Lake of Fire and the points to the cross. Both of these men, you don't want to touch the sides because it's electric. If you touch the cage, and neither one of these men wants to go into the cage, it's a standoff. These two men evenly matched. Again, if you touch the cage, you electrify. So that's trying to keep the momentum in the ring now. This barbed wire was mangled from earlier due to Double L's body being mangled through it. And mangled is the word of the night as, again, Minister of Sinister and T-Rock Plutonium lock up. And he's trying to push him now. Minister of Sinister, T-Rock Plutonium is trying to push Minister into the cage. But no, Minister does not get put into the cage. And T-Rock Plutonium, they're trying. Once you electrocute your opponent, that should be it. The championship is on the line. First person to die loses in this match, in the electrified cage match here in the IWC. This is one for the classical cinema of all of us. And again, locking up. They're trying to get each other now, pushing like two bulls in the middle of the ring. Oh, no, he stopped. Oh, T-Rock Plutonium was trying to put Minister of Sinister to the ropes and to the cage, but Minister of Sinister wisely slid down. This is going to be a touchy match right now because neither one of these men want to go anywhere near those ring ropes. The ring ropes are made of barbed wire steel. The barbed wire steel encircling the entire ring, and it is electrified. I can hear the amperage. I can feel the heat emanating from the metal cage in one of these two combatants. And oh, he stops again. T-Rock Plutonium tried an Irish whip, but Minister of Sinister will not relent on this headlock. Minister of Sinister knows the way to play, and the head booker is in trouble as Minister of Sinister is wearing the life out of T-Rock Plutonium. And Minister with a kick to the head now. Minister's going to start with a chop and another chop. T-Rock's going to go right into the electrified cage. No! Oh, no, he stopped himself. Good. By both of these men teetering. Oh, and T-Rock Plutonium with a big spinning kick right to the skull of Minister of Sinister, but Minister with a kick of his own. Punches and kicks, knees to the face. This is not pretty. T-Rock Plutonium stops himself from being thrown into the cage again. Minister of Sinister trying desperately to throw his opponent into the cage to get him frying, but T-Rock Plutonium smart. Minister of Sinister smart. These two evenly stacked. These two, you can find them on Monday Night Fallout on World Generation. And Minister again stops. T-Rock Plutonium tried the Irish whip, and none of these men, neither one of these men, eager to go anywhere near the side of the cage. They know if they go to the side of the cage, they will die a horrible death and lose the title or win the title or anything with the title. And the ref is wearing an atomic suit. Apparently, he's wearing a radiation suit. He doesn't want to die himself. And now T-Rock Plutonium, now the masked wonder, T-Rock Plutonium has his headlock right on Minister of Sinister. Neither one of these men want to go into the ropes. Neither one of these men can afford to die in this match. And Minister of Sinister and T-Rock Plutonium, somebody's going to get first. Somebody's going to fry. Who's it going to be? These two fighting back and forth. T-Rock stops himself again. Minister of Sinister tried, and T-Rock Plutonium stopped him, and both men are down in the middle of the ring now. Both men are down in the middle of the ring. Headlocks for both. They are tied up. Neither one of these men are going to give in. Neither one of these men want to explode. Who wants to be the champion more? The head booker of the IWC or the IWC World Heavyweight Champion? This match could go any which way. Bringing home the bacon. Maybe one of these two is going to fry and the other one is going to leave as champion. What a night we've had. Every title is gone. And oh, Minister of Sinister taking T-Rock down. But T-Rock still has his arms wrapped around the neck of Minister of Sinister. And this isn't anything. He's biting his skull now. T-Rock Plutonium is biting Minister of Sinister's head. He's just biting his head now, ripping off pieces of flesh. T-Rock Plutonium is ruthless. T-Rock Plutonium wants that championship. He's the head booker, but he wants the title. The Minister of Sinister, the resident heel of the IWC. Minister fighting out, though. Minister's going to fight out. T-Rock's going to go for a ride into the electrified bobsled into the cage. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It exploded. Oh, my God. The smoke. The humanity. Oh, my God. Both men flew into the cage and it exploded. The electricity flew into the air and it exploded into a pile. Oh, my God. These two men, electrified. Look at them shaking. They're both shaking. They went right into the cage. Oh, my God. Into the cage. Both men. Both of these two competitors. And how are they stirring? How are they getting up? They went into one side of the cage. The electricity, the smoke in here is ridiculous. This is utter carnage. How can we continue? This is the IWC. Stranger things have happened. And now, oh, a big kick. Minister of Sinister is up now. After both men exploding, T-Rock took the brunt of that, though. I think T-Rock took the brunt of going in. T-Rock might be dead. T-Rock has not moved. Minister of Sinister throwing him into the cage. Again, oh, and a big back suplex. Oh, my God, that's got to be it. One, two, and T-Rock Plutonium just kicks out. And look at Minister's arm is gashed open. Minister of Sinister's arm is busted. I think when he threw T-Rock Plutonium into the cage, it caught his arm too, because it's both of them. The part of the cage is burning still, and this is not good for the safety inspector. He is not going to like us in the morning. Minister of Sinister now with a big fist to T-Rock Plutonium's skull. Minister of Sinister now. DDT, down he goes. Minister of Sinister taking T-Rock Plutonium down with a DDT. And wow, we've already seen T-Rock. One, two, oh, and T-Rock just kicked out. T-Rock already went face first into the electrified cage. And when he went in, the thud was so enormous that the cage partially exploded. It's still on fire, and the electricity is still coursing through those metal bars and that metal barbed wire. This ring structure withstanding the punishment. That another DDT, down he goes. Minister of Sinister, another DDT to T-Rock Plutonium. Minister of Sinister's arm, though, it's looking bad. The T-Rock's going for a ride. Oh, T-Rock into the cage again. Oh, this smoke is ridiculous. And T-Rock Plutonium's back is burned and charred. Oh, my God. The other side of the ring erupts in smoke, and the ref tells him to pin him. Pin him, for God's sakes, Minister. This is not your playground. It might be, though. The referee is checking on T-Rock Plutonium. It looks like he still has a pulse. But T-Rock Plutonium went into the cage a second time. He can't even stand up. Minister of Sinister, a kick to the head now. Minister of Sinister, relenting. Unrelenting on T-Rock Plutonium's near lifeless body. And look at Minister now. He is bloodied, but he is taking the all the right for the wear. Here it comes. Points on the cross. Down he goes. Points of the cross. T-Rock Plutonium. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. But Minister's taking his second. He's hurt. Minister's arm. He's taking a second. He's not even going for the pin. He went for a leg drop. And that's got to be it. All right, it's over. One, two, and oh, T-Rock Plutonium. Finding the wherewithal. How did he kick out two times being electrocuted into the exploding electrified cage? And he still finds some way, some fortitude deep down, some way to save himself from destruction. And now, what is this? Lake of Fire now submission put on. Lake of Fire submission put on the T-Rock Plutonium. Will T-Rock submit? There are no ropes for you to get to, T-Rock. And he's got it cinched in. Minister of Sinister's looking to retain the IWC Championship. The smoke in the building is relentless. The cage is still partially on fire. I can hear the electricity charging, and T-Rock's back is being scrambled. T-Rock's back is being crushed and mangled. T-Rock Plutonium, he might not have much left. And T-Rock Plutonium, nothing left for him. And Minister of Sinister, oh, T-Rock with a thumb to the eye. That gives him a second. Minister of Sinister lets up now, but then he goes right to the back. T-Rock Plutonium was able to get a thumb to the eye, and now Minister of Sinister is going to take him by the leg again. Oh, my God. Again with the Lake of Fire, modified Lake of Fire. And T-Rock Plutonium now, he can't get his arm up again. He's saying he's not going to submit. He will not submit. T-Rock Plutonium is going to give it everything he's got. This match could go any which way, but T-Rock Plutonium now in dire trouble. No rope, no hope. This has got to be it. T-Rock Plutonium is fading. T-Rock Plutonium is fading fast. Minister of Sinister now. T-Rock Plutonium, where is he going? Where is he going? T-Rock Plutonium is going to do it, though. What is T-Rock Plutonium going to do here? He is going to... He's trying for the rope, T-Rock. There is no rope. There is no spoon. There is no rope. There is no spoon. I'm telling you, this is not going to work. And T-Rock's back has to be just ruthlessly in pain. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel the horrible agony. And T-Rock is not giving up, though. He's going to pass out. He gets out of it, though. T-Rock powers out. Minister cannot believe it. T-Rock Plutonium electrified twice. Two Lake of Fire submissions. And T-Rock manages to get out. Now Minister of Sinister is going to take his punishment out on T-Rock Plutonium. Minister of Sinister, what is he going to do? He's going to take T-Rock in a headlock. No, he can't take another electrocution. This is not good for his family. Think about the children. Will somebody think about the children? And T-Rock is stopping it though. Minister into the cage now. Oh my God, Minister's on fire. Minister is on fire. He went into that electrified cage, it exploded, and now he's on fire. They've just put him out now with the fire extinguisher. Minister of Sinister on fire for a second. His momentum is down. Look, it's still smoking in that cage. And T-Rock Plutonium throwing now. Minister of T-Rock Plutonium has the second win. T-Rock Plutonium can do it. All he has to do is pin Minister. T-Rock's taking Minister now. T-Rock is up. Minister of Sinister singed, seared. T-Rock Plutonium taking Minister of Sinister up. What is... Oh, down he goes. 88 miles per hour. And sign spin, sign win. That's got to be it. One, two, and... Oh, no. Minister kicked out. How in the world did Minister kick out of the 88 miles per hour followed by the sign spin, sign win? Oh, my God. What a match. And now T-Rock Plutonium not having any more. Minister of Sinister showing the fortitude. Both men electrified, bloody, electrocuted. T-Rock Plutonium, what's he going to do? Now Minister's got a headlock now. Minister's got a headlock on him. He's got a headlock. Down he goes. T-Rock Plutonium reversed that headlock. T-Rock Plutonium now. What is he going for? Eric, it's a submission. It is submission. Oh, my God. Look at this. The Plutonium. The Plutonium is unleashed. Radiation poisoning coming from Minister of Sinister. This is locked in. 88 miles per hour, but Minister of Sinister is going to try to escape. It is not locked in. 88 miles per hour is not locked in. This Minister of Sinister is not going to find himself in the same precarious situation as T-Rock was in earlier. And these two men, and Minister just slaps T-Rock's face and the submission. And T-Rock slaps Minister in the face. Minister and T-Rock exchanging left and right in the middle of the ring, both legs tied together, 88 miles per hour submission, and they're both poking each other in the eye, stabbing each other in the face. And now Minister's going to take T-Rock and throw him into the ring. He's trying for it. Back to the cross. One, two, oh, and T-Rock Plutonium just got out. How did he get out of that? Oh my God, finisher after finisher, electrocution after electrocution. T-Rock Plutonium, the head booker, Minister of Sinister, trying to hold on to his title. What more do they have to do? What more are we going to see? Points of the cross again for good measure. T-Rock's done. One, two, and T-Rock Plutonium kicks out again. How in the world is this man still standing? How in the world is this man? See, both of these, not sign, spin, sign, win. Sign, spin, sign, win. Here it comes. Sign, spin, sign, win. And T-Rock ducked. Oh, my God. Minister of Sinister ducked. And T-Rock went right into the cage. Oh, my God. That one side of the cage and T-Rock Plutonium. Lifeless body. The cage just exploded again. The fire and the flame. The smoke is insane. It's unsanitary. Oh, my God. T-Rock Plutonium went for another sign, spin, sign, win. Right into the cage. Oh, and the cage just exploded. That one side, the smoke is unbearable. This is ridiculous. And well, the smoke cleared. Both men are down. T-Rock Plutonium, Minister of Sinister, feeling the brunt of that. T-Rock Plutonium, somebody must be dead. Minister of Sinister now. And T-Rock Plutonium. T-Rock Plutonium is down and out. The ring exploded in a violent way when T-Rock Plutonium's full momentum went right in and Minister of Sinister. Can he capitalize? Minister of Sinister now picking up T-Rock Plutonium. Minister of Sinister. The ashes, the dust is clearing, settling. Minister of Sinister, here it comes. Point to the cross. One, two, and T-Rock kicked out again. Oh, my God. How is this possible? T-Rock Plutonium, three times into the cage, three times blowing up, and Minister of Sinister. T-Rock Plutonium will not relent. What a match. These two laying it all on the line. Who's going to be the champion? Minister of Sinister can't believe it. T-Rock Plutonium getting picked up one more time. Here we go. Another. No, it's reversed. T-Rock Plutonium. One, two, and Minister just kicks out. Oh, my God. I thought for sure it was reversed. T-Rock Plutonium still has some life left in him. T-Rock Plutonium now. Up he goes. T-Rock Plutonium taking Minister of Sinister. Trying to go for it. 88 miles per hour. 88 miles per hour. Now T-Rock Plutonium. Minister's out. T-Rock Plutonium going to the top of the cage. It's the electricity's gone. T-Rock knocked out of the way, Minister. The cage is no longer electrified. Oh, my God. T-Rock went up the top. Went for a swanton. Minister ducked out of the way. The cage exploded. It is no longer electrified. And Minister of Sinister now. T-Rock Plutonium is down. The dust, the smoke, the fire, the cage is no longer electrified. And T-Rock Plutonium does not know where he is. Minister of Sinister wobbling to his feet. T-Rock Plutonium, Minister of Sinister, one more time. Points on the cross. One, two, three. IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister, T-Rock Plutonium, getting three times electrocuted, getting 5 points of the cross, and that's 6-1. The 6-1 kid in Minister of Sinister, still your IWC World Heavyweight Champion. What a night we had, ladies and gentlemen. Titles are changing hands. Last night, tomorrow night, Fatal 4-Man Radio. We will see you Monday for Monday Night Fallout. I'm Steve Hollywood Cody P. Thank you guys for joining us on the IWC Rising pay-per-view. Be there.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.